Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
All of that, and all of it was obviously incredibly important to win the game against the Southampton team, who we would have had problem with anyway, but in our specific situation it was absolutely clear. We tried to give as many informations, but not too many, because of the characteristic of the team, of the lineup, to them, and we had to improve during the game. So I would say the last line obviously is a settled last line. Goalie, Cuif, I think we all know how good he is. But then Toure on 6, 2 19-year-old on 8, an 18-year-old on a left wing, and then Cody and Harvey, who in other circumstances would have never played. Because we had just had Harvey played 120 minutes a few minutes ago. So what these two boys did there is absolutely incredible. First 15 minutes, I don't know exactly, we were all over the place. We tried to press because the boys know I want that we press. Just the timing was horrendous. And Southampton obviously used that. Southampton had momentum, Southampton had big chances. We've had to make saves. But step by step, we found a way into the game. High press got better, midfield press not that early. For midfield press, I think we needed more the half time and a little bit of luck and good defending in the last line, but that's fine. Half time, we could then obviously the goal we scored is in a nearly perfect moment. It was a little bit, you need to ask Russell or the Southampton, I think it felt a little bit like momentum change. So they had it, obviously. And we got a little bit of foot into the game, and then we scored this wonderful goal, which was an exceptional finish of Lewis. So an 18-year-old boy playing on the left wing against a senior player is really a team with not a lot of patterns, let me say it like that, is tricky. But staying in the game for this moment just shows that he's a real striker. So because the goal is exceptional, eh? To step in and then he shoots before the goalie can really settle, stuff like this. Really good finish. Yeah, good adjust in half time, and then second half, obviously, the midfield press was much better. That's helped. And we had now the momentum rather than Southampton. We won a lot of high balls and scored wonderful goals. The play was special, but we won the balls were special. Everything was then special, and then obviously, yeah, something like that, as impossible as it seems, can happen.
What does it say about Jamie Downs as well, characteristics as a striker? Lovely dink finish for the first, but the second one on the move, following in, showing those kind of striking instincts as well.
And the striking instincts, I don't know doubt about that. So yeah, there's no youth level where you don't have that. You have 10-year-olds with a striking instinct, but And he showed in the final that he arrives in the right moment. So he was there three times in a final. Your first, okay, not the first, no, your second outing for your boyhood club. And you have three times, and with a bigger, longer toe, he probably scores already in the final. So that he is there is cool, that the goals have the same size thing in the youth department is cool as well, because that's why he, in a situation like that, chipping is really good. Unfortunately, I can tell you now already in his career, he will miss chances as well. That will happen and probably in similar situations. But for now, I cannot imagine how this week must feel for the boys. It feels pretty good for me. But I know about all the problems we have around as well. They don't have to care about that, so they can just fly, and they deserve that. And it's a week off the academy, and I'm so happy to mention them again, just because it's exceptional. We should not forget Trey Nioni came on tonight. That looked promising as well. Not in the squad because injured, Ben Doak, who had already a few really good games for us, and Stefan Bacetic, same age group, have a good. So there is a lot to come. Connor, we don't mention anymore in these circumstances. Kwanza, we don't mention anymore in these circumstances. So it's pretty special what's happening. It's really difficult because we have unfortunately too many games for not enough players. But so far, we found somehow a solution, and we have to keep doing that. We have to create, when we play here, an atmosphere which is super special. The people thankfully did that again and loved it. It was not a game in the first half where you can be ecstatic all the time, but the support we got, the feeling the people created, this positive vibe was super class. I loved it really in the second half. Then it was easier to go for it. We did that. That was top. And in away games, we need whoever comes with us needs to try to push from a corner or whatever in the stadium. To do that because it's trickier. Yeah? So we will see who can play on Saturday. It's unfortunately really not a lot of time. They play tonight as well, I know. So let's see. Don't know.
Richard.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Did we say Ben Dope?
Sorry, Jaden Dance.
Oh, just probably can speak about Ben as well. So I understand 100%. So like, but it's a little bit like with the new darts sensation. Like, obviously, yeah. I mean, so like we start now, and it's fine for tonight, absolutely. But from tomorrow on, leave the boys in the corner, please. And don't ask where they're now. They have a lot to improve, a lot to learn. And everybody who is with us should now just make sure they will have their moments. And in a moment with our squad situation, they will have more moments than they ever have expected, probably. So that's one thing. The other thing is exceptional talents. Of course, it's not natural that a boy, when 18 years old, comes in that situation, is just calm as you like and chips the ball there. A second goal I would have expected from him, because he has that in him, that he really arrives there in these moments. He saw when Connor shot, he was hoping. When Connor finished the situation, he was hoping that a goalie cannot save it. Versus, yes, it's exceptional, but it's, we said a couple of times that the future doesn't look that bad. So maybe the people don't forget it in a moment when the transfer window opens. There are a couple of pretty promising players already here. Don't close the door for them with 12 signings or whatever. But now, Joe Gomez saved our life in that until now 20 times, and the kids kept us in the competition. So we can talk about the boys for the next 4 hours if you want, but the real story today, is, besides the goals, is actually Joe Gomez. Because as it was, he played today, I never saw. And for the first time on that position, in the middle of the park, with chaos around him because nothing was settled, I couldn't respect it more.
Back.
Hi.
You have been listing essentially teenagers that are not only gaining minutes for already a How have you and the club created such a healthy environment for such a difficult task in football, which is to find the right timing for the kids?
When I'm not involved in the timing, to be honest, too much, because we had to use them because we don't have other players. So I would like to say we waited 5 years, and now they are, when you saw them first time when they were 13, I said in February 2024 we will bring them. So we have a very, very good and a very close relationship with the academy for the obvious reasons. You all know that, with Tomatoes, Alex, Barry, Mark, it's all, we have a really close relationship. We actually work in the same building, just on different sides. The way Liverpool wants to play is clear as well. I mean, it's a specific day a few years ago. It's probably was set up by me, but it's not, the club needs to agree on that. I cannot stand in the academy every day on a training pitch and tell you, we do that in training. Everybody bought into that. That's the best news. Because it's not about how you play, it's about you, because there might be different styles, different ways, but you have to make sure that these exceptional talents understand that a football game starts with defending. Because they're all talented, otherwise they would not play for Liverpool, but it's in the youth department, it's a little bit like that. You can really be much better than the opponent. That doesn't happen that often in adult football, to be honest. And that's what you have to be ready for that. And I saw that today, that the boys make really big steps. So, how is that? With Trey, you can see there's absolutely nobody. Just I don't know what his weight is, to be honest. But when he is on the ball, he is very mature. That's all cool. But we have to. They have to develop a lot, pretty much everything, and they grow still. And it's special. And of course, it's for me strange as well. I never had that before. That you play with that many kids and still can win football games. It's a really interesting experience, to be honest. Close before the finishing line, I saw that as well, so I'm really thankful for that.
Gentlemen, the hat, and then last one, the very back.
Yeah, just to what you made of Southampton, because you spoke quite strongly about the championship as a league. What did you make of that
I'm not here to put it. I know a little bit about the situation at the table, so it's probably pretty tight, isn't it? But yes, of course. You can see the direction is absolutely right. That's obvious. The way Russell wants to play is obvious. They do really well, but there are some risks in it, let me say like that. So you have to get used to it more and more and more. And if they go up, I don't even, how is that? It's not me to decide if they get promoted or not. But if they stay another year in championship and can work on that, they will win much more football games in the Premier League, that maybe it's more settled. Who knows? So the future looks, for me, from my point of view, pretty positive as well. So, but I wouldn't call myself an expert after watching the last three games of them.
Last one, the very back.
Hi. With who?
Callahan.
Oh, didn't I say that loud enough? I love it. Said it before, said it last year, said it 2 years ago. Said it very often, actually. And there is an exception goalkeeper. Goalkeepers need rhythm. There was the situation in the summer, obviously. Kvief knows, he is a confident boy. He knows that he can play in other teams. But here's Alisson Becker, the number one. We gave him the European League games. I think that's makes a real difference, because it was Carabao Cup and the European League games. Don't know exactly how many there are, 10, 12 already. Then unfortunately Ali got injured, so he had to play and got the rhythm. And now you can see what Kvief is. And we had the game against Fulham, I think, when the two goals he conceded, he looked a bit unlucky. And said after the game, I spoke to a goalie department, to Ali as well, that's a problem of the way we want to be, that we want the goalies have. So front footed, step into, and when he stepped in, Harry Wilson was there with the toe. Ball goes through his hand. Everybody says, oh, well, he's not a good goalie. He's an exceptional goalie. But even them make mistakes from time to time. Thank God he didn't make one tonight, because that kept us in the game. Both games, so call it the Kvief Kelleher games, because without him in that shape, and Ali injured, we wouldn't have won the Carabao Cup, and we wouldn't have won definitely tonight. But that's the goalie's job as well.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. See you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.